Hello everybody, I'm George Myland, thank you for coming back to my channel. So this is about the Nigerian state visit to the United Kingdom, and it's the first one since 1988, if I got that right, 89. Right, so President Tinubu came over, and it's at Windsor Castle. Now, these things are often handled at Buckingham Palace, in fact, more usually Buckingham Palace, but there's this huge £350 million renovation project going on in Buckingham Palace. It's going to take 10 years, but I think we're a couple of years into the 10 years. Another thing is Windsor, in case you don't know, that's sort of like, you know, 25 kilometers west of London. From a security perspective, it's much simpler to lock that down. The population of Windsor is much lower, like 30,000, not so many streets you have to block off and all that. So it's still got magnificent and magnificent banqueting room and so forth. Okay, so obviously there are strong historic ties between Nigeria and the United Kingdom. The UK invented Nigeria. Lady Lugard came up with the name because the river Niger flows through it, obviously flowing down from Niger for the West African countries. So it's the most densely populated country in Africa, indeed the most populous continent, a country on the continent. 20% of all Africans are Nigerians. And Lagos is a conurbation. Abuja is the capital. They moved it there over 30 years ago because Lagos was just so overcrowded, meaning lakes in Portuguese, and Portuguese sailors were there. So English is their official language because they've got something like 200 indigenous languages. And is Yoruba the single biggest one? Only about 20% of Nigerians are native speakers of Yoruba. And that in turn is subdivided into three dialects. There's Hausi Fulana. Is it that the same language? They're two very closely related ones. There's Igbo. And those are the major ones. So which one language they're going to stay with? We'll just do English because it's international. Moreover, it's neutral between the tribes. So the president arrived yesterday. He's a practicing Muslim. They didn't dine in daylight hours because he's observing the Ramadan fast with his wife, the first lady. She's a Christian and indeed the pastor of a church. So a wonderful example of cordial relations between Muslims and Christians. So there's a slight plurality of Muslims in the country. Something like, 50% Muslims, about 45% Christians, the rest animists. The Muslims predominate in the north. And I know there's Boko Haram, but President Tinubu is an example of, how lovely Muslims can be. So obviously don't judge any faith or any group by its worst adherence. They don't typify Muslims, certainly not in Nigeria. So there's obviously a significant British Nigerian community. At least 0.5% of the population of the UK is a Nigerian of Nigerian stock. Kemi Badenoch being an example. They're born in the United Kingdom. How about her children? Is it three of them, I think? They're half ethnic Nigerian, half white British. They're British citizens and so on. So I recognize people can belong to one or more country. Ethnicity and citizenship aren't the same thing necessarily. You can be a citizen of two or more countries. And I wouldn't ask people to forget the old country. I think in very, very long time scales. I care about the countries my ancestors came from many centuries ago, like Norway, for instance. Okay, so going on, there are only 160 guests, which is a rather small state visit. And remember, it's only head of state to head of state, president to king, and only once in the reign of King Charles would he host as president, and only once in the presidency of Tinubu would Charles III visit there. Charles III to die, then William V, as he's probably going to be, could visit Tinubu, or when Tinubu retires as president, then there could be another state visit. But individuals only once ever. The invitation is only made when it's certain it will be accepted. So various British Nigerian people came along. Mara Itoje, the captain of the England Rugby 15, despite a dismal Six Nations performance. So they lose 4 out of 5 matches or something. And Christine Ohoroga, who's an Olympic runner. Sir Ben Okri, a well-known poet, and so on. So that was it. And then they were there yesterday with a carriage ride through Windsor. And then today, I'm not sure they were, but they arrived about an hour ago, arrived by helicopter at Windsor Castle and so forth. So all the top royals were there, and they think very carefully about the menu so that it's acceptable to both. It'll be halal food or drink sourced from both Nigeria and the United Kingdom and so forth. So no alcoholic drinks on the table. There were some in St. George's Hall for those who wish to partake of spirituous liquor. So that's President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. And he's, how old is he? 74. So an accountant by trade. He studied at the University of Chicago. He moved abroad during the military dictatorship in the 90s and back in 1999, the restoration of democracy. And is it the People's Progressive Party, something like that? I don't know much about Nigerian politics. And his wife is the First Lady, Mrs. Olaremi Tinubu. And she's not just a Christian, she's the pastor of a church, I discovered. So obviously, Nigeria is a significant economy, a big oil exporter, which is even more important given the events in the Persian Gulf. and so forth. So they wrote speeches. They've obviously cleared them with either side. There's nothing unacceptable to you. And usually these speeches are delivered in English by Nigerian dignitaries, but he chose to speak his indigenous language, Yoruba. Now, most Yorubas are Christians. There are Yoruba Muslims. He's one of them. I knew another one of them very intimately, and so on. So His Britannic Majesty alluded to painful marks of history, alluding to obviously the colonial period. And that was wonderful in some ways. It was bad in others. There was an incident where about 50 people were shot dead in 1950s Nigeria by the police under British superintendence. I don't know the particulars of the incident, but I mean, the police have the right to use force, but only when absolutely unavoidable. And so it would be hard to argue that that was reasonable, and so on. And obviously, until 1807, British sailors, should I call them pirates, were going there purchasing people. Nigeria wasn't one country. The various nations there were warring against each other, and those who were vanquished were often taken into thraldom and sold as chattel to be shipped across the Atlantic in the most inhumane circumstances, toiling under the broiling sun and the lash in the Antilles, on the American continent and so on, in the most abject servitude. It was the most frank exploitation known to man. So that was absolutely abominably cruel. So I'm very, very glad that is over. All right. And who else was there? The football commentator, Eni Aluka. She was a lioness as well. Dame Maggie Adarin, she's a space scientist, Tiwa Savage, and so forth. Obviously, the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, was there. Now, the leader of His Majesty's Most Loyal Opposition, Ukemi Badenoch, she was there with her husband and so forth. So that was it. It was a real feel-good event. And then there's he inspects the troops, the president, and so forth. He wore traditional Nigerian dress. There was an exchange of gifts. And so forth. Okay, so it was an interfaith event to promote cordial relations between Mohammedans and Christians and so forth. Right, so, but you know, Boko Haram is still a problem in Nigeria, particularly in the north of the country. So, well, that all passed off well. There was tight security in Windsor. There's no excuse for the police to go assaulting innocent people, as they sometimes do, trying to dislocate people's shoulders, grossly excessive uses of force. So that really is a disgrace to the uniform that some police officers will aggress innocent members of the public who are just going about their lawful business. Right. So the state visit didn't come today, to an end today, yesterday. I mean, sorry, not yesterday. Obviously, today is it tomorrow. And he flew in, greeted the airport, but methinks it was the Prince of Wales. And obviously, Princess of Wales, Catherine, was there. You know, the king, does he have terminal cancer? He's had it for 2.5 years. He's not had the all clear. That's the word on the street. He's only got about 2 years left to live. Obviously, oncologists is very difficult to estimate, but I don't know whether it's stage 4 or not. There is no stage 5. Likewise, Kate Middleton, about the same time, almost the same month, she announced that she was cancer stricken. And again, she hasn't announced that she's defeated it. So how advanced that is, whether it's metastasized, I do not know. But yeah, so you're keen to ink some deals to promote amity between the two nation states. So, well, I like Nigerians. Okay, it's difficult to generalize about 210 million people because they vary. I certainly don't like every member of my nationality, whether you mean more broadly Irish, sorry, more broadly British, more narrowly Irish or whatever. They're people of my nationality. I absolutely revile, to some extent, their imagined communities. I might adore someone of a completely different nationality, a country with few, if any, ties to this realm. For instance, Democratic Republic of Congo or Mongolia or Bolivia or whatever. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallant7@gmail.com. Goodbye.